How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned into our broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 23, verse number 26. The Lord Jesus is being led away from Pilate's judgment hall to Golgotha. And as they have gone on the way, they've compelled Simon from Cyrene to bear the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, no matter what Hollywood has depicted, that Jesus could not bear up under the weight of his cross, that is not true. You won't find that in the scriptures where Jesus was unable to bear such. But Simon, I believe, is called to bear the cross of Jesus from the standpoint of why should a king carry his cross, a continued mockery of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says that they, in verse 26, and as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country. And on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. And I would imagine that this would be customary of those Jews that were condemned by Rome and by the Roman governors to death, as Rome ruled with an iron fist this region of Canaan. Those women would be there lamenting and wailing the death of their sons, guilty or not. Barabbas should have been here, but he was released. And listen to what Jesus says. I find this remarkable, what our Lord Jesus Christ does in dealing with this situation. And these women here lamenting the sons of Israel that are being killed, that are being executed by the government there, by Rome. But Jesus turning, verse 28, said unto them, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? So here the Lord Jesus Christ is telling them and telling us so many things. The wickedness of men and the influence of Satan is at a high run here. God, the Son, who became a man, has come to dwell amongst men. His name's Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. The most spectacular, or the nearest thing that God has ever done, in that he has come to live amongst men as a man. And he has healed. And he has preached his good gospel of the kingdom of God. There is no greater time of life upon the earth since the fall than the coming and the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, the green tree that he's talking about. And if they take the one, sinful men, mankind, because that's who's represented here. Oh yeah, we weren't there, but we were there. If they do this to the Son, the King of Glory, when he comes to be a blessing unto mankind, as the Lord has commanded us, that there's and we saw and the Lord Jesus told in the time of his ministry, there's no greater commandments than to love God with everything and to love your neighbor, to love our neighbors as ourself. Jesus, having become a man, has indeed been a loving neighbor unto his neighbors. He has been a neighbor unto his neighbors. And they hating him, we taking him and looking to kill him, to crucify him, the most cursed death that there is. The Lord God Almighty declares such in the Old Testament, cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree. The Lord Jesus here says, don't weep for me. He says, I'm okay. I'm doing what I've been called to do, and I have the power to do it and to deal with it. He said, not too many days before, he said, I have the power to lay my life down. I have the power to take it back again. He said, don't weep for me, but weep for yourselves and weep for your children. If they do this with me here, what are they going to do when I'm not here? He said, there's coming a day where the woman that has not had children will be called blessed. The woman that was unable to conceive, the woman that was unable to nurse a child, a baby, which was the desire of a woman to be married and have a child and a family and a home. He said, that's going to be the blessed position rather than that of having children. Because a terrible, terrible time of judgment is coming. A terrible, terrible time of judgment is coming because of the sin of men, because of the wrath of God Almighty upon men. A terrible, terrible judgment is coming upon the nation of Israel when Titus will be sent and the city will be destroyed and Israel will be dispersed. The last remnant and hold that Israel has there in the land of Canaan, in the land of Israel, they'll be dispersed. And their capital city will be destroyed. And ultimately, there'll come a time at the coming and the power and the working of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of this age, that there will be those that will beg the mountains to collapse and to avalanche upon them and the hills to cover them, to hide them from the face and from the wrath of God Almighty, which will be administered by the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 5 makes that clear. And so the Lord Jesus, he's not moaning and groaning about his own case, because he's instructing these women here in Israel about the coming judgment of Israel, the coming wrath and judgment of God Almighty in the near term and in the far term, in the end. And he says, what will men do when the Son of Man, when the Spirit of God is pulled back, when they have done this to the King of Glory? If you're listening to this broadcast and you've not repented of your sins and believed and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul, I pray that you will see your great need of a Savior. The condemnation, the coming damnation that abides upon you because of your sin. your transgression and sin against God. And He is angry at you for it. He has sent His Son to be a Savior for sinners just like you. But He will not spare unless you repent and believe and trust in His only begotten Son. To repent of your sins before God, to admit to God that you are guilty and deserve whatever punishment that God would mete out, including an eternity in hell and the lake of fire forever. You deserve that. You're guilty. And you see Jesus and what He has done, as we read here, and His great care for sinners in giving fully of Himself, that a sinner like you and I could be saved and rescued from this terrible, terrible death. Repent and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done for sinners like you. And there were two other malefactors, verse 32, led with Him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified Him, Jesus, and the malefactors, the one on the right hand and the other on the left. Jesus in the middle. And that's the right place for Jesus to be. He's in the middle. He's in the middle between man and God. He's in the middle between a man that will be saved by the Lord Jesus and a man that will reject Him. The Lord Jesus is the mediator. The Lord Jesus is the intercessor. The Lord Jesus is the one that has the authority and the ability to be able to deal with God Almighty about the necessity of sinners. The Lord Jesus, being the Son of Man, He identifies with us, and you know what? He's able to visit us and deal with us too. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Redeemer. Oh, what a Messiah the Lord Jesus Christ is. Not was, but is. If you're here again and you're not saved, repent and believe the gospel are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.